Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
banger. calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line.
Shout out to my nigga Mike Cruz. GetUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip hop. West Coast.
To the mountain.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
keep hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
The club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. West Coast Wednesday. What the fuck is going down? We got Mr. Everywhere in the building. We got Cruz in the building. What up, man? What's going down? We got a caller from the 430. Who this is?
Hey, what's up, man? This Big Bread. This Big Bread, man.
Big Bread, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. How about yourself, man? Boy, that was a long-ass commercial, goddamn.
Oh no! I mean, I had to run. I had to do some running, so I started that mug, and because I knew it was gonna be like 30 minutes, so I just had I had to run to the store real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. If I gotta run to the store, I throw that mix on and keep it moving. You know.
All right.
I know that they got the lottery tickets on tonight, so I had to go get my lottery tickets, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play a lot, but when that shit get up about 200 million or something like that, I got to have them.
Shit, I went and got me one when it got up to that 1.2 billion.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, see? So I had to go on and get mine. I was like, shit. Because, you know, out here on the West, they always say, you know, get the motherfuckers about 7:30. But I was like, I don't think I could get up out of here by 7:30 and get back. So I was like, fuck it, let me go on and get them now. So I put the mix on so I can roll to the store real quick. Then I ran out of beer, so. Trudy, what's up, girl?
Oh, nothing. I'm chilling. What's up with you?
How you feeling? You good?
Hey, I was just about to call her too. I'm glad she on here.
That's my boy Big Bread over there. Him and
Big Bread.
It's everywhere.
What's good? What's good? How y'all doing?
All right. How y'all doing? He from Cali too?
Nah, I ain't from Cali, baby. I'm from Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got some people in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my mama and them from Arkansas, man. They go to a place called Pine Bluff.
Yeah, that's like 2 hours up the road.
Yeah, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. My wife is from a place called Gould, Arkansas.
And up the road.
I ain't never heard of Gould.
What? Okay.
It's a small drive-through car wash at the grocery store.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, but truly, this is a Big Bread, Texarkana's finest, joining us tonight.
Okay, he's doing music too.
Yes, this the one who Heater HD shoots his videos, and I ain't gonna take over the interview. I let him tell you.
Yeah, Heater shoots my videos. I just recently dropped the album, like maybe ooh, about a month ago. Yeah, it's doing pretty good. I just did a show Sunday. So yeah, man, it's pretty good. I'm getting ready. I'm in the process of shooting some videos to the album right now. So I got them lined up for next week. So yeah, I'm shooting 2 videos next week.
Oh,
cool.
What's up?
Yeah.
So where'd you say you from again?
I'm from Texarkana, Arkansas. And I got a video. I got to come to Cali to shoot a video. I got a song called Cali Vibes, so I got to come to Cali to shoot a video.
Oh, that means I got to shoot it then.
Oh, shit. Hey, what's up? What's happening?
I'm looking forward to hearing some of the music. I'm going to be honest, though. I asked where you're from because I'm thinking to myself.
Nope.
I'm like, this nigga sound like he's from Texas. Because, you know, I'm from Texas, but I was like, he sound like he's from Texas.
Man, but, I got a song with Lil Kiki, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, man, my music style kind of came from Houston, you know what I'm saying? Because I was big on Houston rap, like, ever since I was, like, high. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got influenced by, like, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Pow Wow, Millionaire, Zero, all them type of people, you know what I'm saying?
Well, at least you was influenced by the people that speak lyrics, so that's good.
Yeah.
Those people, they actually tell a story, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You, of course, UGK, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big UGK fan, too, so. Yeah, Scarface, yeah. I mean, it's just like, man, most of my favorite rappers come from Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
what part of Texas you from?
I'm from Houston, and I like, I was born in the 80s, so Houston, it was a lot of California rap down here, so I like both of them. They were kind of interchangeable to me. I always say one of them sounds speeded up and one of them sounds slowed down, but they was very similar in style, and it was a lot of people, you know, from California that was down here working with Screw and all the artists and stuff like that, so I was kind of partial to both. I like I guess I'm from that side of the world, not from that side.
Okay, all right.
Like, speaking of down the middle of the U.S.,
speaking of Houston, I don't know, well, I don't know if he probably going to call in tonight, and I don't know if we're going to have a show on Friday, because I probably go to this Candyman show, so I could interrupt this program, but if nothing else, Monday, my nigga Big Mike going to be on this yacht, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
See,
now, that's
me.
Another one. With the Ghetto Boys or without the Ghetto Boys, Big Mike still go.
Yeah, that's my nigga. That's my nigga. I was on tour with him. He's going to give us a call. He probably called in the night, but I think if I don't go to the show on Friday, I think we're going to... Because he said he was supposed to sing some damn songs. I probably call his ass my damn self. put them on a three-way or something just to see what it does. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good to have you on, man. I got this new little broadcast system that I bought, and I can't get this motherfucker to work.
Matter of fact, I shot one of my videos in Houston. The song that I got with Lil Kiki, I shot this video in Houston.
And what's the name of it?
It's called Bill Way 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody where they can find it at. Shit, let them know. Let these people know where they can find that motherfucker at.
You can get right to it if you type in.
The little track up a little too loud, Scratch.
I'm turning it down now. I'm up on game.
My thing's scratching anyway, so I'm back quiet, like Scotty say.
That's called what now?
Bill Way 8. You can type in Big Bread, Bill Way 8, or you can type in Lil Kiki, Bill Way 8, and it's going to pop right up.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Big Bread. Yeah, so what we want to do is, like I say, maybe next week, if you go on and send the songs, we go on and feature you and play some of your songs on this joint. I wish I had some now.
I emailed you some songs.
Oh, well, we could probably play a couple tonight. I don't know. Let me see how fast I can get them up there.
It depends on if it want to work for you.
I just haven't looked at my email because I've been sitting around here doing other shit all damn day.
While you queuing that up, give us a little bit of background, you know. Give us a little background for those who don't know when you started rapping and everything.
You know what I'm saying, like I wasn't really serious about rapping. Like I started back like in high school. My partner was serious about rapping, you know what I'm saying, and like he passed away from cancer, so you know what I'm saying, I was just like, man, you know, this is something that he liked doing. I just used to like to go in the studio and just hear him rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might fuck around and just try to freestyle, you know what I'm saying? And this back when, like, you know, like, you come in, like, I done came down, you know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas was freestyling like this, so, you know, like,
that's what
they
trying to say the other day.
Yeah, so when he passed away at, like, 23, you know what I'm saying? He had leukemia. He passed away. So I was like, man, you know, I just carried a torch for him. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, like, got serious and just started writing music. And shit, it ended up being good. I just kept doing it. You know what I'm saying? So that's really how I got off in the rapping. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, like, my dream. It was his dream. But can't do it no more. So I'm just doing it, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of like carrying the torch for him.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of like y'all still together or something like that.
He tatted on me, so he always with me.
Yeah, I caught wind of you. Somebody would tell me, man, you need to get over there to Texarkana, man. You got to get over there. This guy named Big Bread, man. I'm like, well, man, I ain't never heard of the dude. And I said, I don't get fooled with everybody, man. So he's like, well, I'm going to send you a freestyle video he's got. So I seen the freestyle video with the red Kangol and stuff on. I was like, wait a minute, man. He really going in. So I was like, man, let me tap into this dude. So I sit up there, and then I remember, I think that was your auntie or your cousin or sister. She's like, yeah, that's my brother. So I was like, well, let me really tap into him because I'm knowing the family. So I tapped in. I was like, yeah, he really got something serious out of that sector of the country, something different than everybody else in that area. So that's why, you know, I became an instant fan. And then the new album it's on a whole nother level for all those out there in land. Let them know the name of your new album while you are speaking.
Yeah, the name of the album is Bridge. It's just Bridge. Like I was running through so many names to come up with this album. And, like, my partner was just like, bro, just call it Bridge. So I'm like, shit, I'm just going to run with this. So the album called Bridge. And, like, the album cover is animated picture of me when I was, like, in the fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? So I like it, though. I like it.
And, so what you come up with the name Bread? Where did Bread come from?
Man, okay, so I played college ball at Tennessee State. You know, I played football at Tennessee State. So, man, you know, like, when you, I was an incoming transfer from junior college. So, you know, when you incoming, you got to go over there with the incoming freshman, and you got to, like...
I know the deal. I play ball,
yeah,
too.
You got to stand up and introduce yourself. So, like, man, I stood up. I was getting ready to introduce myself, and, like, my little partner from Memphis was like, man, you going to eat your cornbread?
Oh, nigga, that's my shit, nigga. Hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all.
We always talk about
that.
That
is my motherfucking movie. When that motherfucker go eat your cornbread, he said, no, you can have the cornbread. No, Clyde, don't give him the cornbread. Where the fuck so, take your cornbread? Oh, you ain't going to take my motherfucking cornbread. It's going to be kind of
good.
So when I stood up, he said that, and like the whole room just went to laugh because, you know, like I'm big, like I'm like big. At the time I was like 6'6", maybe like 330. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they started calling me Cornbread. So then, like, my partner from Alabama stopped calling me. He started just calling me Big Bread. So I was like, man, shit, all right, I'm just gonna run with Big Bread. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, check this out, man. Big Brad, though, I hope you got time to hang around for a minute, man, because I'm about to load your joints up. My bad, man. I'm telling you, I'll be burning the candle with both ends and stick. So I'm going to try to see if I can load these in. But in the meantime, let me play my nigga. If y'all online, man, come and holler at us. You know what I'm saying? 323-642-1597. I could go on and load these joints up. And then in the next few minutes, we'll be able to listen to cornbread. No, because, nigga, I'm going to eat my cornbread. Fuck that, nigga. Fuck all that. You give me your cornbread now, they going to be asking for something else, Clyde. Anyway, man, give us a call, man. True West Radio, let's go.
It's Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail, all the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military, be prepared for the buffers. Similar to bitches, scary, get you near me. We run from visions of overpacked prisons. Billions of niggas, thugs, living depression. Three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. The polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, let me slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, officiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled a mark soon as he thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defenseless. It's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews,
Nigga Snoop, we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring the soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas out when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas, well I dashed on niggas. Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. When pocket high, smoking endo, I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blues. Acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club. Like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was Machiavelli that told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing outside the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani. All them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out. Rapping and stealing and making 5 motherfucking records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my beat. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's playing on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Where Brooklyn at? 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 You gonna do it like this? That's how you ready. Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow
Joe's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sniff the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boys are girls from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Southside Live Click, representing all the way from the dirty south, baby.
We in the building.
West, sir, this Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you know we are. Yeah. It's that True West.
Sure yet. I wish I could do that shit while I was like rolling and shit.
butt up. I don't know about Friday, y'all, but I'm gonna guarantee you we getting ready to get in. Check this out. I'm gonna pop on the other line. And I'm gonna call Big Mike to see if he wanna say a couple of things. Hold on.
Hey, what's up, people? What's going on?
Not much. What you been up to?
Man, going through turmoil, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm. That's what we all is. The artist, they got a song with Lil Kiki.
Yeah, man.
Going down. You say you from Texarkana?
Yeah, I'm from
Texarkana. Yeah. Texarkana. You from the Arkansas side
or the Texas side? He didn't answer, so maybe he'll call back.
Let them know where they can find your album at.
Man, my album, like, everywhere you can listen to music is, like, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, some Deezer, like, all the music apps, really. You know what I'm saying?
I need a autographed copy. Fuck all that. I need one just from you. Signed, autographed.
True West.
Oh, yeah, you that too.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't treat me like no stepchild, goddammit. I need to get the OG shit. I'm just fucking with you, bro. Damn, I wish that shit would work. That motherfucker mic is so crispy. And I got sound effects. It's like a little board. And they got sound effects all in the board already. I was trying my best to hurry up and hook this motherfucker up. It was 15 minutes before the show came on and Amazon delivered it. So I hurry up and try to put the shit together. I'm thinking I'm about to get on this motherfucker and I can clown with this shit. And the motherfucker ain't working.
Amazon.com.
Hey, nigga, Amazon. Boy, look, I'm going to tell y'all something. Amazon, if you got Amazon Prime, that shit is the best thing next to sliced bread, my nigga. I'm telling you. I can order something today, and that motherfucker will be here tomorrow. JoJo Loco, what it does, brother?
What it do? Every time somebody called me, they keep kicking me off the show. It's the weed, man. Hey,
what the weed at? What the weed at? What the weed at?
What's the new strand right now?
About to go in the air.
I think it's about to go in the air.
I like that right there.
Hey, you know what? I just hit some weed today. I ain't hit no weed like in about, like, 5 days.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
That'd be so funny when you go to somebody, like, around somebody that smoke a whole lot, and it's like, it smell real clean, but it still smell. You get, like, a real little pine smell in the air. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Look, I keep on saying when JoJo come over here, I swear this time, he's going to come over here and I'm going to smoke one blunt with this motherfucker. Every time I start smoking blunts with him, I wind up going to sleep. Every fucking time.
You must be putting that gas up under your head.
Man, I just don't smoke weed like that. I be trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to.
We're going
to see
Friday. We're going to see Friday.
Friday, I don't know, because I might have to catch you that show Friday, unless you want to go with me.
To where?
Lancaster.
All right, I'll go with you.
Yeah, because my wife's going to drive, because her motherfucking nieces is out there, so... She gonna go hang out with Denise, and then we gonna go to the Candyman show, so I can go in there and be loud and unruly.
Hey, so did you ever figure out about the August 27th, the smoking tree in Adelantos?
Oh, yeah, well, you want to go, we can go. I go and interrupt that motherfucker, too.
Hell yeah, that's... nigga, let's do it.
Oh, you ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil. I'm just saying. Hold on, let me see. All right, Big Brad, we got you in a few minutes. Hold on, let me see. I'm just trying to, I'm waiting for him to load up. I had to load him up on one thing, and then I got to play him on another one. So it's all good. But, yeah, we can go, nigga. Shit, you know, nigga. You know, I don't go a lot of places, but I love when I go places and everybody be like, you know, when it's time to get a drink or something, the motherfucker always be like, oh, no, scratch your money, ain't no good here. And they start paying for all my shit. I love that. On everything. I love that shit. When I go places and they ain't seen me in a while, they pay for everything that I want. Oh, nigga, you hungry? Give them that barbecue plate. Oh, your money ain't good here. I love that shit. I mean, that's one of the perks because, see, I don't never abuse that shit the way people do because, hell, I ain't falling like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all of, it's just the respect that motherfuckers give me when I show up the place.
Shit.
I ain't gonna be leaving early as hell. I don't know how early we gonna leave, but well, let me know. I ain't trying to mess up the game, but you know, I always knew who I am and myself, but when I realized I'm a girl, like what it mean, like I'm a girl, oh man, I was like, what?
I could have got away with a whole lot.
Well, I know if I was a girl, I'd be falling like a motherfucker right now.
That's what I'm saying.
I could be the ugliest motherfucking girl in the world, nigga. I'd be falling like a motherfucker.
I smoked a lot of weed for free.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, smoking weed. Hell of weed, that's two different days. I hear you. So, Big Brad, when you coming to Cali, bro?
I'll be down there in like 2 weeks.
Mr. Everywhere, you coming with him?
No, I'm a heavy man. I got the kids and I got 86, man. I got heavy projects working with them. So, I'm bogged down, man. I'm bogged down.
Oh, well, he come out here, I'll take care of him if he ain't got nobody to do it.
Yeah, you know, I got some people, like some of my people from White, man. You know, I be coming down there fucking with them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
What's up, this out, Big Brad? I think we already certified. So check this out. This is what I'm going to do. The first one I want to play is just this week talking about Cali. I'm going to play Cali Vibes first. You know what I'm saying? So you go on and introduce yourself and let them know Cali Vibes about to play first. Then we're going to play Our Wiz. Then we're going to play, what's that? With Kiki?
Bill Way.
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's the order we gonna do. So, oh man, let everybody know what's happening.
Man, you know, this your boy Big Bread, man. You know, the first song we finna get off into is Cali Vibes, man. I had to do a song for Cali because I'm always in Cali, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all gonna like this motherfucker, man. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Hey man, you can't cuss on our radio station, man. What's up? Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
I was gonna say. Oh, my bad.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. That's why we made the radio station, because we was on another radio station. They wouldn't let us cuss.
Yeah.
Motherfucker would slip out every so often. We'd be like, oops.
Yeah, that's so slipped out. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I always be fucking with people like that, man. Them motherfuckers be like, man, fuck it. I'll be like, dude, you can't cuss on the radio station. They be like, oh, shit, my bad. I'll be like, nigga, I'm just kidding. Nigga, you done started hurting me today like 100 motherfuckers already. He crazy as hell.
Man, I had to think about it. I'm like, damn, he been cussing.
I can cuss, but you can't. That's all it is. No, okay.
Yeah, them are
anyway,
rules.
Anyway, man,
rules.
Look, man, Big Bread. Man, Cali Vibes, we're about to get into it. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. And look, y'all dumb motherfuckers, it's 52 minutes left. So we going after hour. Y'all got 52 minutes to be ready for the after hour. Motherfuckers start calling me after the after hour talking about I can't get in. Motherfucker, it's closed. So you got to open that. 52 minutes to get in the after hour. That's all I'm saying. True West Entertainment, man. Big Bread, Cali Vibes. Anything, man, I got goosebumps because I just love Cali Vibes. You know what I'm saying? True West. Wednesday. Let's go.
Hello? Bread, what you doing? Man, get your big ass up and let's get on this road so we can catch this flight.
This is young
we going to Cali, nigga. Let's get it.
I'm in Calabasas, eating shrimp and lobster. No more ramen noodles, it's fettuccine pasta. This rent at the Phantom, I'm on some ballin' shit. Took a trip out to Malibu, got a ballin' bitch. Black party in white, then I hit the hills. Overlooking the city, I swear it give you chills. Next day, Venice Beach, we on some jet skis. Bet my nigga 500, he can't catch me. Put your bitch in designer, we on Rodeo Drive. Booking flights out to Cali, just to catch a vibe. Can't forget Hollywood, I'm walking with the stars. Exotic weed everywhere, I grab a cup of jars. We poppin' gold bottles, toast to the good life. Hustle backwards for years, I finally got it right. Learn the stack of being broke is not a good feeling. Now we party in mansions with 50 foot ceilings.
I heard nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream or whatever. But I've been up dreaming, getting cream, yeah, whatever. Play after play, we took a trip to the bay. Hit the hills in the valley, then went back to L.A. And now I'm
home. Coming down, swinging on candy. With the top back, Cali vibing, understand me.
Play after play, we took a trip to the bay. We hit the hills in the valley, then went back to LA. Hey bitch, I'm back in LA. This double cup got me standing different. Extra zeros in the account, cause I handle business. With a bougie bitch, talking about her tan hitting. I get it popping like a can of biscuits, that's the difference. Cash rules everything around me. But I'm the ruler over cash, so I'm ruling everything around me. You looking for the GOAT where you found me. Smoking Cali bud and getting blazed off of brownies. For real, don't make no sense. I be up and lit, pull out another lip. I want chips and extended clips. Smoke it by the zip, paper flip. My cup made the sip, shooting with a flip. I made a grip, so I took a trip and put on for the clip. I heard nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream or whatever. But I've been up dreaming, getting cream, yeah, whatever. Play after play, we took a trip to the bay. Hit the hills in the valley, then went back to L.A. And now I'm
home and done swinging on candy. With the top back, Cali vibing, understand me.
Play after play, we took a trip to the bay. We hit the hills in the valley, then went back to L.A. Hey, bitch, I'm back in L.A.
Swinging on candy with the top back, Cali vibing, understand me. Man, coming down, swinging on candy with the top back, Cali vibing, understand me. Coming down, swinging on candy with the top back, Cali vibing, understand me. Man, coming down, swinging on candy with the top back, Cali vibing, understand me.
Rolling up my problems in the backwoods. Big Big Brad in the building. Big Brad, let's go.
These niggas ain't real. They just act good. Act good.
This is Young Ill Production.
Sleep light, but I dream big. I know some federal niggas who really doing big. Out here gambling with my life, trying to win big. Exotic drink cup, dirty as a horrid. College Hill, Slumville, all we had was hope. Texas County either played ball or sold dope. I did both, still looking for a way out. NFL dreams in school, but they ain't play out. 26s on Lincolns on one hand coasting. Drop peel from the top like a can open. Fresh out the gutter to the trenches, all we knew was hustle. One knee sliding, bumping, boosted, you don't know my struggle. Thinking about my niggas as the tears fall. Gotta watch out for them snakes when you're trying to ball. Rolling up my problems in the backwood. Half these niggas ain't real, they just act good.
You act like a little bitch right now. You acting real paranoid. Now these motherfuckers smoke your goddamn cousin.
GF Huttons, I ain't want for nothing. Shit, I've been sliding, I've been strutting, cutting all of a sudden. Shit, it ain't nothing, man, cause I'm coming from all points. Scraping out the plate, cause boy, I disconnect your ball joint. Penitentiary shit, nigga, where you fall from? Nowadays, you rush the game, don't wait until the ball come. 800 Mary Street, nigga, College Hill, Billy. If I'd have knew the streets then, I wouldn't have to deal with it. Black on black, LF-400 with the wheels peeling. Killer whales on the seats with the steel ceiling. A leprechaun by them huns, I'ma get me shilling. I'm trying to get it how I live, I don't have no feelings. I'm head hunting, thought a broke nigga said something. These niggas out here bitches snitching for that bread crumbing. They pussy fed and get ghosts when the lead's warm. And wish they never sold dope when the feds come, nigga.
Fuck you
again,
nigga. I'm still trying to find out, nigga. Hold on, hold on. Oh, we got a problem here?
What the fuck you doing? What the fuck you? About to take this bitch to H-Town one time, man. Four blocks to the H. Big Red, it ain't just a name, it's a brand, baby. Big Rex.
Double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme.
And glossin' look like a candy stick. I'm fly as a mannequin. Rap flowin' purple label. Bitches steady bangin' my line. Shit, I'll fuck them later. Right now I'm on a cash free. Won't let a dollar pass me. Chasing sacks and running the money just like an athlete. Double dose, marble flow, cash all around me. Protected by choppers and glocks, so ain't no trying me. Two cups sippin' magician. I'm on that Texas tea. Flippin', I'm sippin', bumpin' the best of keys. Got enough hoes on my roster to start a ball team. Exotic cup, muddy as fuck, I make the wild lean. Hogging like a razorback, grippin' wood like a lumberjack. Something heavy under the seat, I'll make them stumble back. Big facts, I'm running through packs just like a running back. No front, cash up front, I need all of that.
And killing hoes, I'm a monster when I'm tipping them foes with lactose.
Legendary holding a slab, ain't nothing greater. Kill them when I'm working a wheel, I crush a hater. Double dose, naked hoes, living like a boss. In the two-seater, strapped with my heater, I'm getting lost. Dunn Keith, 713, I'm still a rider. A veteran when it comes to that can, Southsider. Self-made, spot in the shade, I'm in the lack. Got the top down, smoking a sack, the trunk crack. H-time, repping the depth, it feel good. Feel hard when I'm killing the void, this for the hood, nigga.
Double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme. Double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme. Double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme. Every time I'm coming out, they wanna sign me. Double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme. Every time I'm coming out, they wanna sign me. Double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme. Double dose, marble flow, take it, hold the rhyme. Double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, they can hold the rhyme. Every time I come in, they wanna sign me. Double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, double dose, marble flow, they can hold the rhyme. Every time I come in, they wanna sign me.
Hey, I got an idea. Motherfucker 86 and motherfucking Big Bread need to do a song together. That's just hard. I like that. Boy, only on True West Radio. Soon as this motherfucker stop working. Ay, 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 ay,
this is the valley, don't get it twisted up. You can get your necklace twisted off. You can get your lips flipped with the Ithaca. Southside, till I get turned inside out. You better pack up, fly down south before I get sick. And I split you, and that's a mix with a pit bull and a rock crawler, shot caller. Y'all niggas need to stop all the talking like y'all balling, cause we not. You might run up in your weak spot with the tea decided. Take all your weight, break all your face. Almost everything got me percussion. When you roll up, no discussion. Just busting just in time. I got you for your line. Now I'm heading back down. I fly to Sacramento. Some call it Sacramento. Some call it Macamino. Some call it Brooklyn. Some call it Cowtown. But they can't make them bow down. Lynch by inches from death if you fuck around. Somebody gonna buck them down. Somebody gonna touch them up. Somebody gonna rough their puff. Somebody in the city, they gonna get with him here. That's
the city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of them dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of them dangerous cats, and we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back.
Sac is my city, I'm a king like Mike Bibby. Pop in, flip down the screen and ride with me. Journey through the valley of the apartment, sick men, where you get the front door of your apartment kicked in. Chrome ablazing, home invasions, black, white, Mexican, Russian, Samoan, and Asian. Never knowing who to trust, so I stay clicking my 4/5. Home of the good guy standoff in Nikolai Soldiers. The Unabomber trial, the thrill killer in Ray Caruth. Dorothea Puente, more vicious than the flavor tooth. The Sebo, the X-rated, the Jeremiah Farms. In Sac, even celebrities carry firearms. So try to be calm, out here they do you bodily harm. And they won't let you say goodbye to your mom. I see dark clouds overhead, I'm waiting on the sky to be calm. So I stay out the way and fire the bomb. Loving this suburban living, but the turf's appealing. Doing dirt since children and taught never to work for killing. Three strikes long for the worthless villains. Sacramento, the capital of the mercy killing.
The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soaked the game up at, and where we learned how to slang up Sac, and where we hang with a gang of them dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soaked the game up at, and where we learned how to slang up Sac, and where we hang with a gang of them dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back.
Every nigga got an attitude like fuck that. Fuck
niggas
that.
Come through blasting, they don't tuck, they tell they bust back. It's a must that you keep a big cop and whip a big block just in case you have to get caught. Sac Cali, where back alleys turn to gat gallery. Niggas survive off a crack salary. That's how it be.
Cops ain't coming to get no cats out of trees. They got their eyes on cats like me. You hear niggas uttering fuck the tag. They still hitting rubbers with mustard gas. Home of some savage ass menaces. Home of SIBO and Brother Lynch's shit. Right in the middle of a killing zone. And if it's smart, you keep your children home. Put them in sports, let them rap, let them sing. Before they grow up selling crack or hooked on methamphetamine.
The city of Sac is where we came up at. We soaked the game up at. And where we learned how to slang up Sac. And where we hang with a gang of some dangerous cats. And we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at. And soaked the game up at. And where we learned how to slang up Sac. And where we hang with a gang of some dangerous cats. And we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
play though. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio. Let's go Wednesday, man. 323-642-1597. Well, my nigga, it's bread. See, you gonna fuck me up, cause I'm gonna start calling you Cornbread. You should have told me that story. You should have told me that story, because I'll tell you, that's like, you know what? If the shit ain't on BET, if that movie, cause I got that shit in my PlayStation. So like, if I'm out on the road or something, I could watch that shit 100,000 times.
Life is one of my top movies too, man.
Man, I think that's my number one, because if I'm on tour or something like that, I would watch that motherfucker. If I ain't got nothing to do, yeah, I'd be done watch that motherfucker.
See, I like that. I like Harlem Nights the same way I like life though.
They like, to me, they running neck and neck. Cause,
yeah.
You know, I watch all the nights every time that motherfucker come on.
Yeah, man.
You got movies like that. You know, it's like Scarface. If Scarface come on, I gotta watch that motherfucker.
Yeah, see this. I feel the same way about Blo. When Blo come on, I gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. Like, fuck it. It's certain movies I could watch over and over and over and over and over again. Nigga, I start knowing the dialogue. I know what they talking about. When they get ready to say. And my wife be sitting there like, I hate when you do that shit. I be like, damn, man, I watched the motherfucker 1,000 times.
shit. That could remake the whole movie, type of shit. But in any case, man, Big Bread, man, I love your lyrics. That thing 86. 86, you in the building? I thought 86 was in. Man, a good pair. You and 86, that shit would fucking be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Man, I'm willing to work with anybody, man.
I
wanted you to say it though, because I didn't want you to say I was being partial. Not how you are.
He gave y'all Cali, and then he gave y'all some Texas. That new Sweet Pea was going like that, Beltway 8, and Scraps are going like that Cali vibes and JoJo Loco.
But of course.
You know what? The first one, honestly, I like them all, but I like the first one the most because that's what I imagine it would sound like with a person from Houston riding to Cali for the first time.
Yeah.
Like if you was driving, it would sound just like that.
I like them all because they all, it wasn't like, you know why motherfuckers do songs and the motherfuckers have the goddamn same? I don't like that. I don't like that.
You said they do, like, they do what now?
They make, if they you play three songs and they all sound the same. I like that.
I try to make different sounding songs. I don't be wanting them to sound the same music.
Yeah, that's the way I make beats. I don't want my beats all sound the same.
Yeah.
And those are why all my beats playing in the background anyway.
Okay.
I never want them
to
all sound the same.
Yeah. Hey, but man, look here, man. I gotta make a run. I appreciate y'all for having me, and I do gotta get up and go to work in the morning. So, man, thank y'all for y'all time. But I'm finna have to slide out.
Oh, man, go on and get those slide up, my nigga. I mean, it's been an honor for you to be on our show. You know what I'm saying? On our little bitty show and all that stuff, man. You got some good music. Man, hey, racist says, I want to put some of them goddamn beats behind your voice. You know what I mean? So I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Man,
all right, man.
I appreciate it. Like I say, man, I work with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, my name, Big Bread, man. You can go find me on all platforms. Just type in Big Bread and Bread. My song's gonna pop up on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube.
Go
to YouTube. You can go to YouTube and see videos. And I got a bunch of videos out, too, so.
You got the Facebook and the Instagram and all that?
My Instagram is, hold on. Yeah, my Instagram is 104 Big Bread. And, man, the same thing with my TikTok is 104 Big Bread. And, my Snapchat the same thing. And my Facebook is Big Bread. You can type in Big Bread 104 and my Facebook will pop up too. So,
it's been a pleasure to have you, man. You're welcome at True West anytime, you know what I'm saying? So give us a call back, man. You be careful out there in the street.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate it. God damn it, be great. All out there. All
right, y'all, take it easy.
All right.
Motherfucker made me want to make some cornbread. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that's just good, man. Man, good dude. Good goddamn song. You know what I mean? That's gravy. I like that.
He's got a solid album. I'm going to share that, too. His album, the whole album is nice, start to finish.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like it. You know, he, like I said, he reminds me so much of 86. Like, damn, if they did a song together, that shit would be powerful as fuck. Why? But it's all good, like firewood, man. Glad to have the brother on. You know what I'm saying? And y'all the quiet ass motherfucker, say something. I guess y'all don't know y'all quiet.
My bad, my bad. I was looking at a video of Big Bread.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's all good. Everybody go y'all check out over and see if everything good. It's all good. It's all good. Hey,
So who all gonna get the show on Friday?
I don't know. Because if it's just Candy, man, I ain't going. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I gotta call Fila and see, you know, who all gonna be on there, because I ain't going to. Nigga, I did every show with that nigga. What the fuck? I want to go see a show I already did. Man, I ain't... That nigga the headliner, I ain't going. Because we gonna go out there early and fuck with some of the homies and all that shit, woo-woo-woo. But I wasn't... Man. I gotta find out who the headliner is. If it's Candy the headliner, I ain't going. I ain't gotta go and watch that nigga rap. Fuck that. I know that nigga shows backwards and forth. Even though he deal with different motherfuckers, man, I'll be like, dude, you ain't doing nothing different. And he got this whack ass DJ that will think he be up there fucking up the turntables. I was like, nigga, you better kill that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I gotta see what I'm feeling like, because I probably won't go to that shit, man. No. You know, my boy Fila want me to go and shit, but I don't know. I have to see. Because we gonna go out there early, you know. We want to chill out and, you know, do our thing. And then Peter, he got a smoke shop. So, nigga, y'all get along perfect because y'all both smoke too much weed. Yeah, the motherfucker Peter smoked like a motherfucker. Peter didn't smoke. And then came up in this motherfucker one day and lit up a blunt. I ain't seen him in a while. I'm going, nigga, you didn't smoke? Smoke now. That motherfucker. Him and, yeah, you, JoJo and Felix powwow like a motherfucker. Yep. That's what happens, man. See? Come down to Cali, boy. If you want to smoke, you get smoked the fuck out. Especially you fucking with JoJo ass. Yep, you just. The time out, hand up, man. Time out. I can't smoke now. No more blood. Get your way.
I believe that because that's what I was talking about when I found out I was a girl. It's like you just have to sit around. Nobody never be mad. Because I bought weed and toys. Nobody would be mad if you did. They would still come pick us up just so we could be there. And one day, I was like, y'all ain't tired of smoking.
Yeah, that's what it be when I be with JoJo. I wake up the nigga to sleep because I'm sitting up here. Cause the first time when he came, I smoked a gang of weed with him, passed out. Well, that's when Confetti was here. And then I said, this nigga coming up here, so I ain't get ready to smoke that much weed with him. So I didn't smoke as much weed with him. I still wind up passing out. I'm telling you, I ain't no super duper weed smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just give me all toe up. Hell yeah. Let's see. Oh, we got.
Yeah, I remember that last time he came over there and you got on the show tripping. Promo, you forgot how to work the which button to push when you trying to smoke some more too.
I'm
you be talking about you don't smoke like that. You try to smoke some more when you by yourself.
Yeah, I'm over it. Motherfucker ain't here ready. You know it's crazy too, because if I get bored I go to sleep like a motherfucker too. I be sitting there by myself. I get bored by myself and then go to sleep.
That's something that I just learned how to do, like within the last year and this year. And that have done a whole lot for my stress and everything in general. Because I just be resting, like for real resting. And when I wake back up, I still have the same problems. But when you rested, shit, and you be like, all right, same shit, same day. But I don't feel bad. I ain't been worrying and tripping.
Well, it's called a recharge. That's what I call it. Be like, all right, I know I'm going to wake up, it's going to be the same problem. But now I got a fresh mind, so I don't know. Problems is a motherfucker, because problems make you behave a different way than you usually do. Problems make you do things that you might not actually do, but the problems make you do it type of shit. So I don't know. It's complicated because everybody got their own little way of dealing with whatever the fuck they dealing with. They problem. Everybody got a different way they handle their problems. And then you got a whole lot of people that handle their problems the same way everybody else do.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like when I used to have problems back in the days when I was about to go rob somebody something good to come up right next to it. Shit, I want to take the motherfucking shit that's good. Man, I'm telling you, I used to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning when I had these problems, nigga, and I was about to go and rob these motherfuckers. I knew their whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
I was always looking at them motherfuckers. I was like, yep, they gonna get there. Nigga, by the time they get out the car, I'm gonna come from behind this bush and I'm about to, them motherfuckers about to give it up. And what saved me was these houses burned down on this block. It was like 6 houses burned down and I fucked around and I went home, I made a flyer and put them on the fence. And I said, well, you know, I do floors, so you know what I'm saying? I'd be any price, because I just needed some cash. You know, the motherfuckers called me the next day, and I was around there doing floors in all 6 houses that burned down. So I was doing, like, family rooms, bathrooms, kitchens, all by my damn self. And that's what saved me, because I was getting ready to rob these people. However, the goddamn subject came up, but people do desperate shit sometimes when they choke. and they feel like they need to do something, you be like, fuck it, I'm going to take this goddamn chance because I need this money. But it seems like, depending on what type of person you are, God is going to find a way to make it happen for you. Shit just falls out the sky. It just falls out the sky on motherfuckers. So, you know,
that's
we
true.
All doing bad. But we all going to, I'm telling you, if I get good, we all going to be good. That's all I got to say. All I got to do is get good. Everybody getting ready to have a piece of the pie. I'm sharing my pie with everybody. Unlike some people that had pies a long time ago and they don't share. I'm sharing my pie with all of y'all. I'm going to be like, God damn. That's some good-ass pie right there. Some good thing.
You changed.
You West, man. Talking too goddamn much. True West Radio, look, check this out, man. Let's see. We got 17 minutes left. So y'all got 17 minutes to hit us so you get in the after hour, 323-642-1597. You know, that's what we do, you know. All right, so give us a call, man, if y'all want to get on there. Man, we're going to get into a couple of jams, then we're going to close it out. True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, yeah, yeah.
You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta waves, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those.
You love that G-Walk, you love the way I spit that game, and you love the way I do the damn thing. Not like those pretty boys that you used to dealing with. You need an OG to sell dope and do some killing with. But I don't have time for strays. You need a thug in your life just to change your ways. And puff for days, and turn you on a bus and drink. Fucked up off a chronic and safe. I know that's some shit that you're not used to. I don't kiss ass like other fools do. Gangsta attitude to the wheels stop spinning. I never go back, just to start from the beginning. So make sure that you want a nigga like me. I'm not that fake shit that you see on TV. And if you get sprung on scratch, ho, it's not my fault that you got hung because you love that.
Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta waves, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. You love that. That's the talk. You love those. That's the way. Real dogs don't have no time for strays.
Gangsta don't dance, we walk. Spelling out the set. Keep the bitch, hold niggas in check. Bounce, fly, roll and skate. Up the boulevard, slide no boat. In the eight, it's that Dina Corleone. Gangsta roam. Banging that Pasadena all night long. With your bitch looking cute in the back of the bone. Homie, you ain't knowing I'm a G on the throne. Y'all the commando, CEO for life. Why you hating, faking, beating on your wife? Mad cause you got screwed by y'all in the coupe. Homie, this ain't cold, John B or truth. I'm knocking niggas out in a two-man cell.
Legendary on the
in the county jail. Been gone for a minute, now the G is back. Talking that, walking on the gangsta track.
You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta waves, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta waves, real dogs don't have no time for strays.
I walk like a thug. Talk like a thug, dress like a thug, let the police till I'm bust. Spit balls like a jean, serve all the fleas and slap any loud bitch disrespecting me. Running with nothing less than niggas with heavy raps. In the block so hard, niggas grab their chaps and slow down their heart rate when Rex step on the scene. Smelling like a brewery and a pound of weed. Hollering at the dimes and flicking the rats off. Cheesing at the ones and getting my sacks off. Cause it's just another day for a young ass G. Count Skrill on the block, fuck the neighborhood watch. I'ma clock until the sunrise, believe that. Any nigga won't feel a heated cat. You know how we do it on these passes in the streets. Banking niggas, shanking niggas, stomping out to the
you love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta waves, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangsta walk,
dog don't have no time for strain. She loves. West Coast for life, King Scratch, who I check out. Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out, I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short, my alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverse like a kid, so three brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so I'll never quit, so I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they bitch, they can't get paid. Off of that whack shit that they laid, they couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals, the locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beat by the pack, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. I murdered the mic, both of them spinning grenade balls. 10 times tighter than the average rap song. Lord of the underground, ripping the track. I'm acting the skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the check. Born to hustle like Nino, posting with Zach. First enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting bigger every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, really, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record. You doing nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to fear. You going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to fear.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. Because you got me fucked up. You probably sold a CD here and there and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown, then you walk through the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ain't big mistake because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Pacarello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to fear. You're going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. Nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel.
Hip-hop.
Let's go, turn up your turn up your
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
keep me hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up, man? We back up in this motherfucker. Hold on, let me see. I'm slacking on my paper. Slacking on my paper. But we back up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Edward, motherfucking Trulia, Sweetie, motherfucking JoJo Loco. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me see. Look out there, music, though. I'm on the wrong side of the building. N-S-T-R. I'm on the wrong side of the goddamn couch.
Where's Julia at today?
She on there somewhere.
Over here.
There she go. Confetti. The really show is up in the building.
It's been done.
Oh, shit, nothing. Motherfucker. And this motherfucker slow as fuck today for some reason. Everything is moving slow. Oh, shit. Hot as a motherfucker.
Oh, yo, it's back cranked up out there. It never stopped.
Oh, Lord, it never stopped. You know, it's crazy because the last... Except for today, like the last 4 days, it's just been thunder and lightning. Motherfucking power going on and off.
Well, shit.
I'm
it's
talking like
a couple of days, right? That storm
tsunami, like some tsunami type of shit. That shit is fucked up. Not tsunami.
What?
I can't tell you about it.
I mean, you supposed to be out there making some hot beats then.
Nigga, you can't make no hot beats if the goddamn power keep going in and out and it's turning and bubbling.
Well, I'm saying, when it's hot outside, you make some beats, they automatic hot beats.
Get the fuck out of here.
He don't realize that motherfucker, he that's no joke. You don't want to make nothing when you in that hot ass, especially in that motherfucking studio.
Hey, y'all seen that comedy on, what you call it? They got a Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles dude acting like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. I said, that's me and Confetti right there.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
They over there shooting dice. They shooting dice, and then Ray Charles go back to his lady and tell her, I need $100, and she give him $1 to go back and shoot dice with. He's talking about that snake eye. He's like, no, man, that ain't, I won. That shit's crazy.
Nigga, that would like to say the promoters, them three blind men, that motherfucker try to get that nigga like $3 or $4. I say, them the wrong president. Them motherfuckers knew how much the money was.
Hey, that'd have been a good fight to watch Stevie Wonder and Ray Strong, but you had to tie their hands together so they would know exactly where to go to.
Yeah, they're right.
Them motherfuckers just listen and shit. They hear that nigga breathing. The both of them in that motherfucker tie.
See, the deal is, we got to have somebody else blind neutral. We got to have the dice where they got the big bumps so they can feel it. And we got to have somebody blind neutral touching them. Because everywhere touching them, he going to be a cheap motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trusting them to count the fucking dice.
Hey, no, but check this out, though. We talked about it before. Watch wheelchair boxing.
What?
Yeah.
Watch wheelchair boxing. They can watch that shit. We'll fuck you up. Boxing in a whole different level.
Man, what fuck me up is the people that be hooping because, man, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy to do standing up.
Yeah, I'm one of the players.
This one dude said, okay, he was like, I can put hands on you. So they taped that nigga down to the wheelchair, and that nigga that was in the wheelchair put a hand on that nigga's back and started ripping himself off the motherfucking tape so he can fuck him up for real. I was like, nigga, you get this man down. But it was funny because when they fight, they hop, like they bunny hop. Like, I don't know how to explain it. You got to watch it, man. But that shit is like creative, but crazy as fuck. But watch it when you hide.
Well,
nah,
I ain't gonna do that. Hell
nah.
I ain't gonna
do that.
So
sad.
Oh,
boy.
they be having, a lot of them be having the gloves on and shit like that, the helmets and shit, but it's just, when you see wheelchair boxing and you be like, man, this nigga's really fighting in the wheelchair. And you like, you want to watch one video, then you end up watching 10.
Wheelchair boxing is going hard. I can see blind boxing, like you saying, if you tape two blind motherfuckers wrists together, jeez, nigga, ain't no running.
Hey, matter of fact, we should go ahead and host the first blind fight.
Yeah. Woo. Nobody won't come because one nigga be at the end of the ring swinging and the other be at the other end of the ring swinging.
No, you gonna tape the wrist. You can't run.
You tie a rope to their hand. Or...
No, nigga. How you gonna tie a rope to a nigga hand?
Okay,
then
so
you just a one-arm boxer.
Then you tie something from one waist to the other person's waist.
No,
that's right. Yeah, that's it. Cause you can't move.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be a slug out. You gonna have to slug it out.
That's not right. That's inhumane.
Man, that's the blind way. What you mean ain't right, nigga? That ain't right.
That's
the blind way, nigga.
Do you know how many motherfuckers could be on our ass? He's like, you can't let them blind motherfuckers fight each other.
Shit.
How many people you don't know? It might be a whole bunch of blind people out there want to fight.
Man, it's supposed to be. You know what they say? They say it's supposed to be 36 million blind motherfuckers.
I'm not true that. I don't want to fight unless I got to.
That's gonna be like a Super Bowl turnout. People gonna
that's
be
the, you know pointless. What they call it, the handicap Olympics. What they call it, the handicap Olympics or whatever.
Special
Olympics,
man.
Y'all just
whatever.
Blind fest because it's gonna be blind people having a fest, enjoying themselves, letting loose.
Right, nigga. I'm sure trying to get me a check.
I'm
getting the ring trying to get me a check.
Y'all put it together.
And you know motherfuckers gonna bet on, you know what I mean, who they think the other blind person gonna knock. Man, that's a fox, man. That's gonna be off the table.
Put it together, JoJo. Yo, we got 1 minute and 18 seconds left. On the
tree. JoJo, the blind boxing promoter. I'm fighting me, nigga. I want me a check.
Nigga,
I'm going to the top one way or the other. I'm using that shit for marketing.
I'm gonna get somebody to put on some glasses or act like they blind and beat you up.
No, it was a bad idea.
Monday. You know what I'm saying? We got about 20 seconds left. Y'all fingers ain't that fast, so I guess y'all just ass out on the after hour. And then, shit, once my food get here, I'm going to be gone. True West Radio. We don't see you Friday, we see you Monday. Yeah, yeah. After hour.
You're just going to fuck around, get rich off that shit, nigga. You're going to be the next king of blind boxing.
And look, no pun intended, but I can't see that.
Entertainment, nigga. These motherfuckers live for entertainment.
Look, think about it. All you gonna feel is a hit, and then boom, they gonna swing back, and then it's just gonna be a slug.
Motherfucker gonna be trying to put power punches and falling on the floor.
But that's gonna make it exciting. You got what I'm saying? But it ain't gonna be. You know what I mean? The referee gonna break it up, let him get up, help him.
All right. Hey, y'all.
But you know, them parents coming after you. They gonna come after you and say you exploiting disabled people because they gonna be mad that people getting rich and not taking social security.
Blind, donating to the church.
I'm not gonna screw over nobody like that because at the end of the day,
I'm saying that's what they always try to say. They be lying. They get mad when people start to do stuff for themselves.
Nigga, you have to, motherfucker, have to put like some cologne on or some shit or some motherfucking something that smell like chicken. One nigga smell like chicken. One nigga smell like pork. You be like, ooh, I smell like chicken. And then you try to hit that chicken.
I tell you one thing, that ain't true all the time because I knew a person who would give me a footstep.
Yeah, they can hear real good. They hearing is real good.
You nigga, hey, you know what, hey.
On the other side of the ring, he gonna know exactly where he at.
Nigga, your energy, nigga, you getting the jank giving off that energy. You got to swing that lick, nigga. That wind coming off that pressure. You swing that lick, that wind coming, nigga.
We can tie bells to their shoes. So when they move
around. It sound like a kitty cat.
Bling, bling.
Nigga, you know what? If I was blind and I was fighting another motherfucker, I'd just roll out the ring and just stand outside the ring. That nigga be running around the ring trying to hit me.
You got that bell. We know you rolling on with them bells. Yeah. We know you ain't in the ring. The ref in that bitch,
on your ass. They act like
the ref going to be like, got to get back in the ring. We got a referee that can see.
Like, I don't know where it's at, nigga. I can't see, goddammit.
It's going to be one referee. It's going to be two.
Yeah, you can't. You got to get back in the ring, bro.
No, nigga. I'm rolling out that motherfucker. I'm going to be like, what the fuck am I doing out here?
I'm like, ding, 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 time out. Get your ass back in there. You disqualified.
Yeah. They might even have bells on the gloves so they can know when they swinging at you.
That shit ain't good. I don't like that idea. I mean, y'all can try it. That'll be fun. Only thing I'll be laughing.
Man, you bad. I guarantee he have a whole line of blind motherfuckers waiting to fight.
The whole thing about it
is, I'm gonna tell you what, I'm a little bit scared of that idea only because I done met blind people before. And when I tell you, they can hear it, footsteps and all that motherfucker even know who was walking through the door by the way they walked through.
Hey, it's not fair because first of all, everybody got a different type of blind, and then everybody got a different kind of way. Them motherfuckers just hear, nigga, if you step on a goddamn leaf in front of that nigga, you know what's going on there. Nigga, have you ever seen that movie called Be Quiet? Was it Be Quiet? Or?
Yeah.
My man, they were trying to rob that motherfucker.
And he was blind and shot that nigga in the head.
Oh, this nigga was going, he heard everything.
Legally blind.
Well, one and two.
Cataract and blind. They ain't going to be able to do
it. I would even have blind wrestling.
Wow. Hey, that's going to go hard right there.
I better go.
Because you got to, and the wrestler, you got to make contact. So that's going to go hard.
Blind wrestling. That's even better. I wouldn't even do the boxing. Let's do vine wrestling.
Oh,
all you
got to
do is connect them together.
Because once motherfucker touches over, all you got to do is start the match, put the hands together.
Why
and let them go from there.
Blind, why are you trying to exploit blind people, though?
Hold on. First of all, I got a couple of homeboys that's blind. And they feel like, because they blind, they can't do shit. Like, I tell him, nigga, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. What's
right.
stopping you? And he was like, well, shit, I want to fight. But I'm like, nigga, I can't fight you because I can see. That's not fair.
But two blind motherfuckers fight, that's the difference.
I was like, if I got somebody else that's blind that want to fight another blind person, I heard
that nigga play shadow boxing.
I was just saying, if you help him, I mean, if he helping him, he going to get used to the whole thing. Because the thing about it is, blind people are a lot more resourceful than what you think.
Oh, I already know.
But you gotta realize, I'm being, when I'm blind, if when I once I grab you, I gauge your height. You nigga, everybody head is in the middle of they everybody head in the middle of they are their shoulders. Nigga, unless your head was to the left or the right, it'd be a different. When I grab you, especially if I know if I'm on your left side or your right side, nigga, I'm gauging. It ain't no different than sizing somebody up when you can see. When you touch somebody, you can already size them up. So you already know, like, this nigga head right here, his pressure points right here, his arms right here. You, when you touch him, you watching his size and everything. Now, you might not know how quick he move, but I guarantee, all I got to do, if I'm blind, I got a problem with you. I just got to grab you. Once I grab you, I ain't going to let go.
You got to slap confetti in the chest like Ric Flair and say, woo, when he grab you.
Okay. I guess you feel if that worked, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You said work.
Nigga be like, nigga, fuck that. Nigga, if it was you, I would fuck around and be way somewhere where you can't even know where I'm at. So you can't. Where you at, nigga? I can't see you. Where you at? I'll be standing in the
corner. What'd you say? Do like my nephew. Just sit there and be real quiet, huh?
Yeah.
That's how you win. Just sit there and be real quiet.
You got to breathe. So he going to hear you breathing.
Nigga, I can breathe silent, nigga. It ain't like nigga got asthma, so I be like, sound like Darth Vader.
That's how motherfuckers,
like, oh, that nigga right there.
That's how motherfuckers get me. That's how motherfuckers get me when they mad at me.
But you got to take in consideration everybody that's there gonna be yelling like, he over there to the left, go to the left. Don't know if he yelling. You know what I mean? Bitch, nigga out. They want you to go hunt down the blood. They didn't want that.
That nigga be like, this is a person that climbs out the window. You be looking for me, nigga. I'll be outside somewhere.
Motherfucker, hey, you know, you in the ring. Motherfucker want to be entertained. You can't run. If the show's going to tell, that nigga run
it. You know what? And it do kind of sound fucked up when you talk about, like, oh, I want to have blind boxing and shit like that. But
that sounds like, fucked up.
No, but think about it. If they got wheelchair boxing, what's different?
Well, I don't know.
Motherfuckers making money, shit. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck about that. Motherfuckers be like,
I'm not even looking at it like that. But what is different? If they can sit there and get their aggression off by sitting in the chair and boxing one another, why can a blind person get his do the same thing?
It's entertainment. Hey, it's the blind way. It's going doing it the blind way.
But it's fucked up because the blind people can't see the fight, man.
I mean, you know, it's fucked up to a person who can see. It ain't fucking to a person blind because you blind fighting another blind person.
But you still going to have commentators. You still going to have people that's going to dictate what's going on, tell you what's happening and all that. So it's still going to work.
A swing and a miss. A swing and a miss. A swing and a miss.
The guy who's blind, he must can't gauge him real. He can't gauge him real good. But the other guy, he's real good. He done fought many blind fights. He's 50-0. He seems like he's going to go and win tonight. Another chance, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
The only way that could actually be possible.
You hear how that flowed out like he already engaged in a couple of fights already? Like he just played a fight? Did you see how
swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. The only way that could actually happen is if motherfuckers tie a little rope around everybody's waist, not their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Around their waist.
That'll work.
Nigga, that would be off the chain, and they would have fun.
All right, well,
now,
y'all put it together.
Now you do wrestling, that's even a whole different ball game. And it's a dude out there that's blind that be whooping their ass in wrestling.
Well, y'all put that shit together. Let's see if it's going to work. That's all I'm talking about. God damn it. I'm going to be like,
Why wouldn't, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. Why wouldn't it not work?
ain't gonna say it. I didn't say it wasn't gonna work.
Fuck around, run it to the blind Mike Tyson. Nigga get in the ring, hit the nigga. Wow. Damn.
I'm telling you, nigga. See, there's a whole lot of motherfuckers.
We have
it's a whole lot of levels of blind. Just everybody that's blind is just blind. You see a motherfucker who could actually, the shit is dim, and a motherfucker moving in front of him, he see what that nigga at. So you just
that shit
ain't fair.
But check it out.
If he blind, legally blind, then he's going to fight a legally blind person. If a person 80% blind, then he's going to fight an 80% blind person.
But that's why they got machines to pinch
you. Motherfucker, if a motherfucker don't tell you, the only motherfucker that know how blind they are is the blind motherfucker.
But they got machines. They got machines, bro. They got machines to pinch your eyes.
That's going to check your eyes and all that and clear you for whatever level you in, and there you go.
Yeah, they got machines that test your eyes. The machines can gauge if you can see or not, you know what I'm saying? They can look in your eyes. When they put the machines on your eyes, they can check your eyes. They know if that thing lock into your eyes, then they know it's picking up your redness. But if that thing, like my eyes, when they put that machine in, it goes, it don't lock. It don't lock in my eyes. I know when it could, it was like, beep. When they go to that machine and it can't lock in your eyes, they go to the other, it can't lock. They know you can't see.
Oh, well, I don't know. But I still
That's true.
I still say, you know what I'm saying? I
do wrestling. That'd be even more funny because then they can just
If it's a question, you can put blinders on their eyes. Because you're already blind, so we just going to make sure.
Yeah, that's a good ass idea.
Hey, put a whole head helmet, all in the blindness, darkness.
How you going to wear a helmet in boxing? Get the fuck out of here.
I said wrestling. They wearing a whole helmet.
Even worse. Nigga, just put the goddamn, you know, them little things when them people go to sleep and they put them blind little things over their eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can put some blinders. If you want to get in this blind boxing, you got to put these blinders on your eye. You can see. When you put them blinders on, nigga, you gonna know the difference of somebody being blind, somebody living blind versus somebody trying to be blind.
And then I will pull two people from the audience and come up on stage and put them in blindfolds and let them go at it and see how that shit feels.
Boy, that's crazy. Fuck
that. Blind people going to whoop their ass because they
used to be
out of sight. That's the truth about that.
No, I'm talking about I'll bring two people from out the audience, put blinders on them, and let them two slug it out.
Okay. I got you.
Nigga gonna take them blind. Hey, I guarantee you get to fight somebody that's blind. They gonna take them blinds off, nigga. They gonna realize, nigga, the blind motherfucker. Ain't no taking the blinders off, bitch. They ain't no taking the blinders off. It's the way of life.
It's got a full brawl.
Yeah, ain't gonna fight confetti. Confetti be the head, but you like the junkyard dog.
Hey, man. Hey, my partner say he drill sergeant say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Might want to get with the National Disability Association.
Hell
no. Might got some.
Hey, I think it'll be a good idea, though, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I bet there's a lot of other blind motherfuckers out there like, oh, hell yeah, I get paid to get, see, that's the deal, niggas, I get to get paid boxing blind? Niggas,
you know
what, a lot of blind motherfuckers out of shape trying to get in there.
Floyd Mayweather, he don't understand, man, he can be cashing in, he can be sponsoring Get It Off Your Chest Celebrity Boxing, and every time celebrity got her, instead of doing a diss song, y'all get in the ring, and whoever win, okay, there you go.
I thought they was out there doing these expedition fights. I thought they doing these expedition matches in different places now.
I don't even know what the hell they doing.
I know one thing. We should go ahead and do it and make history.
I'm telling you, get with the disability people. I think that's going to work. But you're going to need them behind you for that to work. That's the only way that's going to work.
You say you disabled, and they see you standing around boxing, you're going to get your benefits taken.
Right, right. You make $100,000 boxing. You motherfuckers going to be like, hell nah.
So you got to pay us back $300,000.
Oh, shit. I would start getting people blind and shit cut off and shit. Like, well, if he can box, I don't think he needs this money.
Check it out. If you buy, all you got to do is you get paid. So you just pay, you know, as long as you pay under a certain amount, you pay under $13,000, you give them $10,000. If you win, make $100,000, you break the $10,000 down for another 10 years. Ready to pay out. Keep the benefits.
Or, nigga, you wear a Mexican, you wear a mask like the Mexicans do in wrestling, nigga. Shit.
Right. Put your name on the side, huh?
What's your name?
Hey, but check it out. You know, with disability, you can go to work. They give you a disabled card for you
That's
to go
what
to work.
I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, you can be like, I got a cousin. That nigga been just getting Social Security. That nigga gonna make a lot of money. He work about, I don't know how many weeks he can work, but they got a thing where. But you got to stop working at us. Well, I guess whatever it is. But that nigga been working. He stay working. He been. Shit. I don't know.
If you can make a certain amount of money, you don't need it. But if you make under a certain amount.
You can't make more than. It got to be like a part-time job. So you can't make more than a certain amount of money a month.
That's
right.
And you got to be up on your appointments and stuff and actually
still
have
well the Okay, well, then we'll pay him partially under the table, and then we'll pay him legally.
No, I would say it's a charity, because when you do charity, you still get paid.
Yeah, but like you say, I like that. Pay half under the table and the other half legally. Man, niggas be out there trying to box. Shit. Blind?
Nigga talking about. I've been sitting in the dark all this time, but I'm about to see somebody make a nigga see the light.
All right, check this out. Hey, check this shit out. What else?
He about to see light, nigga, because I'm about to try to put his hands on this nigga like
yesterday. Wait a minute. What if two blind boxers was out there fighting, and one other nigga hit him so hard his goddamn eyesight come back?
That's what I was thinking.
And then he worked a miracle.
Right.
That nigga gonna say he the Messiah. Everybody wanna fight that nigga. Hit me. They just gonna stand there and let him get caught.
Well, it didn't work for you, Nick.
No, the nigga started shocking. Wait. The nigga started socking himself.
Yeah.
That nigga socked himself like, bow!
I don't know if that'll work. That right there.
That shit might work. You never know. See.
You know what, but a lot of people will show up. And hopefully they get hit and see the light. That'll be fucking crazy as shit, though.
There's nothing else that'll be a bomb ass movie.
Right.
Oh, hell, nigga.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That one thing would be a boxing, blind boxing movie.
And there'd just be one motherfucker, and then he'd be fighting a gang of blind motherfuckers, but every time he hits the motherfucker, their eyes come back.
And the cold part about it is, it's gonna be. It ain't gonna have no script. It's gonna be straight, true shit. Cause they can't read
tell you
script.
What. I tell you what, if anything happens, by January I plan on having the surgery. But and we're going to shoot this movie. We got from 9 of August to January. Just get it.
Hey, motherfucker, get it, goddamn it.
Hey, Strike.
Well,
seriously, on some real shit. Look at this. Look at it this way. Nigga, we can make history with this. We can even, you know what I mean, start it as just a movie. And I guarantee you it's going to go somewhere.
Okay, I'm with it. You know I ain't gonna pass up a whole house drunk.
Like, what made you come up with that? I'm like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I watched wheelchair boxing and it inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do it, they should be able to do it. Blind or not, they should be able to be treated to no different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're
gonna get to. I'm going to start training 90 days. Get me ready. I'm going to be ready to get in the ring in 90 days. By October. By November, we should be shooting. We'll be ready.
Hey, every gang is swole. Hey, and that cool part about it, there's going to be a gang of swole blind niggas in that motherfucker. Like, nigga, like, just got out the penitentiary. I'm like, God damn.
This nigga going to do some Bud Bunny shit. Put some goddamn horseshoes in his gloves.
Let's go, man. How long is it going to take you to shoot the movie, man? How long is it take you to shoot it? How many days it take you to shoot a blind boxing movie?
Nigga, we got to write a script and all that shit. What the fuck? You think this is like some... We could do that tomorrow type of shit.
Truthfully...
I know
which,
shit.
Hold on, but...
How long you think it'll take you to do it, Scratch?
Mm-hmm. First of all, you got to find more blind people than you.
Matter of fact, we'll do it this way. We'll even do it even better, nigga. We can do it as a documentary.
Yep.
And let's turn it to a movie.
Yep. Well, yep.
I know this one. I know they did an interview with what the nigga did. I know one of these podcast dudes did it. The dude, he a rapper, and he blind. He said he was... He came up blind. He learned how to fight. He said he learned how to fight. I had to find out. They was telling me about him. And it ain't Blind Fury. It's another black cat. It's a brother. He a rapper, too.
One of my niggas.
But yeah, I think he's in like early 20s, though.
Now, Vision older than that. Because that nigga Vision, that nigga fight, that nigga battle rap like a motherfucker, too.
Now, you see where we're going? We got all these different people. We can, man, I'm telling you, motherfuckers like, damn. You know what I mean?
No, that'll make it even worse. He's going to be like, tell the blind cat to hit the weed first.
Go in there and get fucked up and get knocked out, huh?
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to commentate like a motherfucker. Like, did you see that uppercut? I knew he seen some light at that hit. But at this point, we're not talking about that. We're going to finish this fight to the end. Who's going to win? Did you see that? He gave him a two-piece, but now he can't see. But he's going to come back and he's going to...
Hey, hold on. He can't see, but now he can't hear. Now he can't hear.
He's sitting there
knocked off his equilibrium.
You know what? That is even bad, too, because you're using your hearing to hear where he had, and that nigga keep catching you in your ears. That I fucked you off.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers, boy. All right, make it happen, bro. I got y'all. I'm with y'all. Y'all make
it
happen.
But you can't hear where he moved now. He used to could hear. He's pretty good.
See, Scratch ain't seeing the vision. He not seeing the vision.
Neither. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to crack a joke, but I ain't going to say it.
Okay, so Like, okay, what is different than BattleBot?
BattleBot?
Yeah, what is the difference? Okay, they sit there and they fight, right, to the end. They control,
but it's
right?
Somebody controlling robots.
But they can't see what they're doing.
They could make it. They turn them around and
blind.
That one motherfucker that got that hammer, that motherfucker turn around and beat the shit out the other one.
We're giving the blind an outlet to do something they never did or dreamed of doing, but they really wanted to do low key.
Jojo, make it happen, bro.
I think it'd be a cool movie. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let me be the champion so all the women chase me. I might get knocked out in the end. I pull up in the limo.
Hey, Confetti, in the movie you be gay.
I fuck you.
Hey, nigga,
this ain't P-Valley.
Nigga
ain't P-Valley, nigga. That is fucked up. Look at this motherfucker.
Nigga ain't, yeah, he's gonna look just like the nigga in P-Valley.
This ain't P-Valley, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, you'll be gay in the movie, man.
Yeah.
All the girls be wanting you, and you be like, no, I got a man. You got a what?
God damn.
Nigga, that should be cool. Nigga, gay motherfucker blinders.
If it's so cool, you put the we can put blinders on you, and you can pretend to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
play that position.
No, I'm behind
you. Hold on, Scratch. You just said it would be cool, so show us how cool it's gonna be.
I'll be behind the camera. I'm the one that's making y'all do y'all
game. You can always train somebody else to hold the camera. Yeah, you gonna play that part?
Nah,
you gonna be
like,
hey, you know,
like,
hey, check it out. You know how what's his name play all them goddamn parts of Madea? You gonna be able to do the camera and play the part. Or you can play the gay part. You know, and show us how cool it'd be.
Nah, nigga,
you
I ain't blind.
Be cool.
You gotta be the blind fighter, my nigga. You gotta be the blind fighter. But well,
huh?
Man, the blind gay fighter.
Nah. You can put covers on.
Damn, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
They gonna put a teddy bear tattoo on your chest.
He said that's gonna be your stage name, the gay fighter.
Yeah, that's confetti right there, nigga.
Yeah,
that's an Oscar, nigga. You get an Oscar for that shit, my
hell
nigga.
Hell nah, nigga. I'm good. I missed that. Goddamn.
With all them goddamn rainbows in your room and shit.
He gonna
have a spandex with a hole in the back.
Hell no.
Nigga got unicorn shirts on and shit.
Hey, nigga trying to do a whole P-Valley movie now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get them motherfuckers on there. They'd be happy to run, get that type of movie.
Nigga, you make some cheese, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that money,
hey, all you got to do is go get all the P-Valley actors. You know what
I'm
saying?
All I heard was Fanny going to be gay and you going to be, what
did he say? My dear? A blind gay boxer. I'm telling you, that nigga be whore. That nigga had that motherfucker. Had that rainbow goddamn boxing gloves, nigga. Oh, nigga, you be hard, bro.
Nah, that ain't my type. Hey, check it out. It's like my cousin telling me. He said, man, they on P-Valley, man. The dude fucked the gangster, the killer. I say, that's how they get down. That shit don't go down on the straight side. That's gay shit. So when you telling me some gay boxing shit is hard. Hey, man, I'm drawing a line. Like, hold
ain't
on,
nobody,
man.
Ain't nobody going to fuck you, though. You just got to play the role, my nigga.
No, that ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying, to me, that's not hard, my nigga. I'm drawing a line. Be like, hold on, they do get down on that on their side. We don't get out like that on our side. We don't think that shit cool. Ain't none of that shit fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, hey, you know.
Exactly.
God damn. God damn. We keep the moving player, baby. We keep it player.
But I'm sure it's going to be a blind gay person, so don't even trip. It's gonna
be God damn. Look, he got to get the other side of the audience. Because yeah, they're going to spend their money. They want to be a part of some shit.
Yeah,
we can't leave nobody out. Nobody got to be left out. Everybody got to get on the
ship. Mm-hmm. It's like the North Ark. We're going to put everything over here. All right, we're going to put a gay moment on that
motherfucker. Yeah, telling you.
And that's going to be the
biggest supporters right there. Yeah, man. And the Amy goes to Confetti in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga got a whole goddamn nigga all the awards, nigga the Tony Award, all that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Nigga, then you make your soundtrack to go with that shit. Oh, nigga, you be up. You be up like a motherfucker, bro. Oh, this nigga don't want to make no money. That's what it is. My nigga don't want to make no money. That's what it is. A real nigga that want to make some money would take that role, my nigga.
Yeah,
I'm
but
listening.
I'm telling you. That shit was there, bro. I'm telling you. That was dope.
So he'll make the movie.
That motherfucker gay motherfucker be getting here going, ow. Ow.
You ain't shit.
Ow. That guy heard it. Ow. I'm just fucking with you. We can put that shit together. We won't have to have no gay in there or nothing like that. I'm just,
I just thought
that'd be a hell of a twist.
We taking everything. You get what I'm saying? They get whatever you need for the fuck.
Ow.
He's like, stop hitting me. He's like,
that hurt. That hurt. That hurt.
I just, it's on
now.
Hey, but the funny part is he'll have a knockout lick too.
Y'all see the old twist here, nigga? The gay motherfuckers beating up everybody.
Right.
That motherfucker, he the one putting gloves on people, nigga. See, y'all got it fucked up.
Definitely after he pop off the nails. Oh, it's really going down.
Wait, let me go off subject for a minute. Because I watch a gang of TV. And they got this nigga Lil Nas X doing all these fucking gay commercials. I cannot stand that little bastard anyway, but they got a whole lot of little homosexual commercials. To each his own. Be a homo if that's what you want to be. But they got all these gay commercials. He's doing this, like, vitamin water shit. And he's doing all these gay commercials. Nigga dressing like a woman, all kind of shit. Come on, bro.
Well, that's how they sing right now. Hey, that's their side.
I should just burnt out, bro. This nigga done. Look, that motherfucker got niggas pouring water in his mouth with these long wigs on. Oh, my God, bro.
Because he don't look cute when he dress up like that. He don't. He look really good like that.
Now, you know what? I'm going to have to look it up. What the fuck does Nas think about that? He called himself Little Nas X. Nigga, I'm Nas. I'm fucking hot.
Nas said that ain't got nothing to do with him.
Well, nigga, if a gay motherfucker call himself Little Scratch X, I'm pissed off. I'm pissed the fuck off. Fuck all that other shit. Yeah, you want to take that scratch out of that motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Legally, you can't make him do it. That's probably why he went in prison.
Little Confetti X around that motherfucker.
Why you gotta throw confetti in the picture, man? Hey, people that scratch. Hey, people that scratch. Hey, I already know, nigga. If we were locked up together, if you say, see, they say Little Scratch Dick Fetty, I'm in the blender with you with the next nigga jump. You ain't gotta worry about it, nigga. Because I know you
don't
know.
But
where's the confetti? Nah, bitch, we ain't had
What if a gay nigga came out with Little Confetti X?
But what I'm saying, why you got to pull me in the pictures for me being, I would be in the blender. Now I got to be in the blender.
Lil JoJo X, nigga.
He ain't saying JoJo Loco, then we ain't going to have a problem.
Lil JoJo Loco X, nigga. How about that one?
Then I put him up at
that.
We're going to have a hit. I'm pulling up.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. Lil JoJo Loco X.
I'm protesting. Nigga, every show he have, everything. Nigga, I'm doing all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You need everything at the door, huh?
If you take my name, you wouldn't have to be gay for me to pull up on you.
Look. This nigga JoJo think I'm targeted, nigga. I'm talking about any nigga. Motherfucker, Mr. Everywhere X. Nigga out there with a thong on. That nigga everywhere be mad than a motherfucker.
All right, you know, that nigga say confetti real subject. I'm just gonna get all that money. I want you to have it, because my entertainment lawyer gonna be getting it. Bitch, we want it. She gonna go get it before I can say anything about it.
Okay.
She gonna be out there getting that money. She gonna be looking like, how much money that nigga got? Don't worry about it. I'm tallying it up.
What
she gonna
be
go
like,
get that damn money, because she know that's her payday.
But then
look at this, though. Lord forgive me what I'm about to say, but Lord forgive me. But look at this. Now, imagine it's not the theme song when he come out. Like, you know what I mean? Like how Rocky got his shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? What kind of song are they going to be playing when they be coming out?
Lil JoJo Loco X. Lil JoJo Loco X. Little JoJo Loco X.
No, you're not.
Hey, girl.
Like, as a blind writer, like, you know how you pick a song, right? You know what I'm saying? You know how you pick a song? So I'm like, what kind of song are they going to pick?
Nigga, it's raining, man.
No, I'm not talking about no gay person. I'm talking about, like, seriously. Like, I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? A blind girl say, okay, my song's going to be,
I am the tiger, nigga. You can't see
all
me.
Eyes on me.
Yeah, that nigga Tupac got all them songs. Nigga, Eye of the Tiger, You Can't See Me. All Eyes on Me. I swear, No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, nigga.
Did rap last call?
Hey, this goddamn Marito, I'm about getting the itis. I think I'm about to turn it in for the evening because I gotta figure out how to make this motherfucking thing work. About this got to the whole little.
I'm gonna make this shit happen. You think I'm playing? I'm about to talk to all the blind people I know. Nigga, we about to have. I'm about to go
to the Blind Institute and go out there and be like, anybody want a box? Niggas go hand out flyers and braille and shit.
They're gonna have to sign a waiver.
Hell yeah, this motherfucker's gonna be like, fuck yeah. I need to buy some goddamn buddy.
You know what I mean?
And he's gonna get a big old 6'7" redneck. He's gonna be ready to fuck somebody up. I really don't like niggas either.
I ain't never seen one, but I heard about him. Oh, you talking about you gonna get an Uncle Ruckus, bring him up there?
You know,
yeah.
It's gonna be
I really don't like niggas either. You know, the white man, that's the best man.
Yeah,
one big hard nigga.
The black person that got mistreated by the caretaker, so they gonna be willing to fuck somebody up.
Yep. Hell yeah, nigga, they start swinging on you, nigga, and you can see. All right, bro, not me, man. Hold on, we got to say that for the ring, my nigga.
They are come out the corner fight already.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm gonna do a test show tomorrow. Probably around the same time. I'm trying to see if I can get this little shit. I don't want to buy this shit and I can't use it. But if I got all the little sound effects, you push the buttons and the sound effects come in. I can talk through the microphone. I got the little microphone set up like a OG motherfucking, radio studio. Move the motherfucking mic around. All that good shit. Cool mic, motherfucker hanging. That shit look good, but it ain't doing shit.
Would you change it around or something?
Huh? I didn't change it around. I just got it today. So I was just trying to hook it up and see if it worked. But I can't talk through the microphone because you put the microphone on and the headphones. See, I'm talking through the telephone, but I ought to be able to talk through the microphone, put the headphones on, and push the buttons, and all the sounds supposed to come out. Got a whole lot more sound than I had when I was just using the telephone type of shit. Hey, see if I can maneuver this shit and make it happen. Yeah, but anyway, shit, if y'all want to talk, y'all can talk. I just hang up, and y'all, you know, the motherfucking True West will just kick you off when it's time to kick you off. But I'm about to be out. I got to finish this damn burrito. That motherfucker too good.
Well, I guess I'll clean it. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Got to put a burrito spot over there?
Oh, my wife went to El Pollo Loco. I don't know if y'all got those. El Pollo Loco, crazy chicken.
What is the burrito spot we went to that time on the way back?
Maria's.
Okay. That ain't
now, we went to Maria's and then the one we went to when you was on the train that time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's Roberto.
Okay.
Roberto. Yeah. Big ass motherfucking burrito. Nah, I got El Pollo Loco. This motherfucker bomb. I've been snacking on that motherfucker since he got back. But anyway, man, true weather. I ain't gonna hang y'all up. Y'all can talk as long as y'all want to. Love y'all, but I'm out.
Thank you.
Everybody gone?
Who
did it? Yeah, love. I mean, confetti.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what you about to practice your promotion? Promoting albums?
That's no, I've been doing photo editing, building a 86's website.
Oh, that's what you're doing now?
Yeah, I did all the photo editing last night. Now I'm building his website, getting his email. I had to do is get his email up his bio. That's what I'm doing now. So I can go in and build his website. Yeah, what you got going?
Oh, shit, man, out here in Chicago. We've been out here with my partner, Wynn. Running around with him, chilling a little bit. Ain't doing too much, man. Just laying low, you know. She's just checking in. I ain't been on this end since before, like in California, before I went blind. Oh, you know, just come out here. You know. My partner, he came out about 2 years ago. He came up to, Dallas. And they been up here. So, see, you know, I just said I was going to come check in, come get my little spot, little soul food spot where they play music and everything, go grab something to eat and get some of this goddamn Chicago food, Chicago treatment. That's
well, y'all in the big truck?
No, I'm not in the truck. No, my little cousin, he took the week off. So he was in a box
oh,
truck.
Okay, so y'all just driving away.
He had a load going to Minnesota, so he went to Sioux City. He dropped that truck off, the load off on Monday. But Sunday, we went to the casino. And right after that, he dropped me at the bus station in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I caught the bus from Omaha to Chicago. You know, when I talked to you that Sunday, we was in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
So, from Reno, we went up to Washington, just north of Seattle, then we went down to Portland. He delivered up there from Mount Vernon, Washington. Then we went down to Portland, Oregon. He grabbed another one that was going to around Minneapolis, you know, Savage. I think that's Savage, like right suburbs. You know, that's all like the metro of Minneapolis. But he couldn't deliver it till Monday. So we got back on Saturday. Instead, we went to, he lived in Sioux City, Iowa. About 200 miles from, so it's about 80 miles from Omaha. So we chilled out that day, you know, drunk shit, talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Listening to motherfuckers play music and shit. And then turn around, that was the Saturday. And Sunday, we went, like I said, on the way to Omaha. We went to Omaha and we stopped in the casino and all, so that nigga hit. And then I said, I played a little bit, but I lost. And she caught a bus to Chicago. I've been in Chicago since Monday evening. Well, I've been in since Monday morning, but you didn't get out. So now I'm thinking about it. I actually was going to go back home because Tight Eye got his, he getting his, what that is, the exotic drink? I think it's a juice. It ain't some pop, but he getting exotic pop. So I was going to try to get down there because I talked to him. But I'm like, I might go to New York, nigga. I got a doctor appointment on the 11th. And when is that? Is that Thursday? 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. Yeah, I think that's Thursday. Huh? So I don't know if I'm going to go to New York. But I'm thinking about, since I'm already up here, going to bounce over to New York City. That's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. I need to leave. I need to leave, like, tomorrow, Friday. So I'm going to go to New York. Because I still want to be in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, bro. I'm just checking in different spots. That's it. I ain't been up in a minute.
Yeah.
Coming up in the streets. You know how that shit go. See how what's going on.
Yeah.
Boy throwing shows up here on the regular. How that go. My partner be DJing everywhere. Outsourcing DJs. It's cutting me. They be leasing out equipment, setting up big shows and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just bang my ears in the street and checking in. That's it, bro.
ain't gonna be able to do this tonight. I'm damn tired. I can't hold my neck up. I'm gonna lay in the bed and do this shit. And I'm like,
You gotta sit up and do that.
Yeah, man. I'm tired. Confetti hell. I had that dialysis today, so.
Oh, okay. Now, will you be fresh tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Try to be fresh.
See, you get you some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Get up tomorrow and give it a whole go. You ain't producing over there? Yeah, you took your day off.
Not today, huh? Today, got in the bed, man, because I had to get up in time to beat bread to guide him on how to call in the show and stuff like that. One of my friends from Texarkana, so I had to rest up. So when I got home, I ate and went to bed and got right up at 7 o'clock, got up at 8 o'clock.
I'm calling this show.
Mm-hmm.
What is that damn talk to Buddha? Buddha finally called my ass today, and I missed his call. Mm-hmm.
It's been about a week since I heard from Buddha.
He called in a day. He called me back, and I missed his call. And shit, I think after that, I dozed off. Yeah, I was up about 5 or 6, but I shit, nigga, I dozed off and slept at about 3. I ain't wake up till shit. I was laying down. We ain't got our work, called me like, nigga, what's up? We about to ride around. I was like, shit. Yeah, yeah. I ain't been doing that trying to, see, I ain't doing that trying to put shit together. You're not going to be dropping this song. That's why I got to get back. Because I told her, after sitting there, I'm going to go ahead and I was going to do a little reverse of a couple of words. And I just talked to Double D today. I was like, you know what, man? After having that little real conversation on Monday, I was like, man, let me stop just rushing it and pull back. There's only a couple of words I got to add on the hook. And that goddamn Gangsta Mammy be totally red of radio. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Man, I called Double D. He's going to sit in the fans to mix and master. So I told Double D, I said, man. He said, man, I ain't sending it over. I said, well, don't worry about it. I called him today. He said, I ain't sending it over. You know, I've been tired. I said, shit, I'm glad. It helped me out. I said, I'm going to go ahead. He said, well, you ain't in Houston. I said, see you. Now, I'm going to make it up this week or next week. And I'm going to go ahead and go down there I'm going to go down there and go drop change them a couple of songs, a couple of words. You know what I'm saying? And I got to start King of the Hill, no bluff kill. Don't let your real niggas go. That's it. That's it. And then we talk on the gangster take back with my real nigga. That's two words. I'm going to say, man, you don't let your real man go. And then I might say, you know, instead of okay, gangster, I might say, geez, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It's all the cuss words just in the hook. So it's too easy for me to go down there and just, you know, change that right quick and I'll be done with it. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I did not go let them mix and master, so I have a clean and radio version, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I thought about it. It's like, you know, I was going to cut the words short, and I said, you know what, man, let's just go have a total clean radio. You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense. It's only a couple of words.
Yeah.
There's a difference. I had cuss words all through it. Nah, all through the verses, I don't have no cuss words. There's a couple of words on the hook. So, you know, I changed one hook. All the other hooks is just made off that one hook. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is cut and paste all the rest of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I got. Got to get back to do so I can drop that. Like I said, I plan on going to the radio and doing all that. And other than that, see, you know, bro got Big Joe Diamond. And he got fast in them. They got all them cowboy players behind Big Joe. And shit, man, them niggas want a financial invest behind them niggas too. And them niggas got, man, that nigga got so much fucking money and heat going on behind that boy. Them boys lined up, man. You know. I got that going. Shit, man, this shit, this ugly. I mean, they got him on the, going on the fucking interviews on the big shows. But then they got him lined up with the label. So, we'll see what this shit going to go with. And I really, you know, we're going to see. We'll see where it's going to go. But yeah, they got Big Joe Diamond. They're going to push. You know. Otherwise, late, man, shit, ain't nothing going on in my world. It's chilling. Just trying to keep the dream alive, like everybody else. Trying to push this music and give it a chance to grow legs like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody special. That's it, man.
Yeah, I'm good. Trying to get this shit down while my neck hurting, boy. My shit hurt.
You
said, man,
don't lay down.
No, I can't. I ain't laying down. I'm what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not, Yeah, I'm, No, I'm just sitting up here editing this, editing this music. Hello? Not music, I'm editing this, web page, so. Damn. If it ain't one damn thing, it's another.
Yeah, man.
I have to go back. I can always go back in and add that.
Oh, yeah.
I can go back. Let me see. Let me send myself an email. I hate when you have to email your damn self, but that's part of the game. Compose email. Send these pictures to myself. Be that way sometime, and you got it. People send stuff in the phone, then you got to save it to your phone, then email it to your computer.
Anybody that jumped off? Sweet Pea still out here? She just fell asleep?
And I think she left. Everybody gone pretty much.
Julie done jumped off too? No, she on.
Yeah.
Nah, where you on like a little cricket. Quiet.
Man, where's my damn?
How long does it take you to finish the website?
I'm upgrading my kids group website, and then I'm doing 86's website. So I had it take me about 30 minutes to do theirs, and then it'll probably take me about an hour to do his. Well, probably about 2 hours, because I got to type his whole bio in. He got a whole book. He done wrote that. I gotta tell you.
So, hey, where you deal with promoters at? Where are your promoter partners? Where are most of your promoters out of that you deal with at promote shows?
Well, I actually help promoters, and Clint is one of, what you call his partner. They supposed to be closing in on a show tomorrow. With Devin to do, but I deal with promoters all over because I got three of the best booking agents in the nation, so they always call me when they're trying to get a deal on an artist. So everywhere from Phoenix till Texarkana, shit, you name it, just wherever, you know. And the sad part about it, I've been trying to help them.
You're the best booking agents, like.
Yeah, I got three of the best booking agents in the nation. Got Jamal in L.A. I got Uncle Paulie in Dallas. Used to be a Young Bleeds manager with No Limit for 20 years. And my boy Thomas Guns. So,
Thomas who?
Thomas Guns.
Guns?
Yeah, G-U-N-N-Z.
Guns, oh, Tommy Gun. Is Tommy Guns?
Thomas Guns.
Thomas,
yeah,
like T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yeah.
Thomas Guns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you say he's Uncle Polly?
Yeah, Uncle Polly, he's in Dallas, right there where you at.
And what's the other one?
Jamal. My boy Jamal used to manage he managed a whole bunch of artists. John B and a whole bunch of R&B artists. He's in LA.
Uncle
Polly
in Dallas.
Uncle Polly. P A U Paul Franklin. Uncle Polly.
You say P A Z?
P A U L Y, Polly.
Polly. P A U L Y.
Yeah.
L E Y or P A U L Y?
P A U L Y. Uncle Polly. Yeah.
And who he used to do?
But his name is called Paul Franklin Sr. on Facebook. He used to manage Young Bleed. He was at No Limit, manage Young Bleed.
Right. I'm trying to think if I know these cats or have a, you know what I'm saying? They promoters. And you say they throw shows all over the country?
They're booking agents.
Right.
They're actually the booking agent. But Paul Franklin is a promoter, too, and Thomas Guns is a promoter. But Jamal is more of an artist manager and a booking agent.
Okay, artist manager and a booking agent. All right. He's shopping his artists around.
Yeah, well, he got artists. He got A-list artists that he manages, big artists. He yard out entertainment. He manages A-list artists. He don't just, what you call it, he
mm-hmm.
has some big name artists. Mm-hmm.
You talking about Uncle Polly?
Uncle Polly, yeah. I don't know who all he managing now. He was managing Young Bleed back in the day, but I don't know because he does the show. That's the one I did the Drip Fest with in, what's the damn name of that? In Shreveport with Moneybagg Yo Sweetie and Lil Baby.
Yeah, Harry Sweet's gonna be bad. I'm gonna have to marry Sweetie. Like, she's single now, ain't she?
I guess. It'll be she just did.
Oh,
what's the name? Talking about he bought a $100,000 shopping spree.
Yeah, nigga, I can't fuck with him. I never try to match with niggas.
Lil Baby took on a $100,000 shopping spree, and the other boy from Amigos, he bought her a damn,
whatever
the name of that damn car was, a Rolls Royce, and he took it back. He leased it. He leased it. No, not trying to be. He leased it for Sweetie. And,
hey, what he did? He leased it.
Yeah, he leased the Rolls Royce.
He took it back.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Nigga leased it. Ah, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he died and slid it to her. Not
damn,
like Juvenile,
man,
taking everything back, huh?
Mm-hmm. I can't get none of this shit to go.
He do Sweetie like
that. What the hell be going on at the leak? Whole bunch of damn emails. That's what I've been all day doing because I can't get nothing to go.
What I'm about to say, and which one you said do A-list artists?
All of them. What's his name? He's managing A-list artists, Jamal, over at Yard Out.
Yard House?
Yeah. Yard Out, Yardout.
Oh, Yard Dog.
Yard Out.
He
yard
out of L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
You say Y-A-R-D?
Yeah, Yard Out. Yard Out. Yard, L-O-U-T.
O-U-T. Oh, Yard Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yard Out.
Mm-hmm.
And he out of L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I be hearing so many motherfucking names. Nigga, I'm bad with names. Because what I got to do to remember names, I got to be like, okay, everywhere talked about Thomas Gunny, Uncle Polly, and Jamal Yard out. I got to attach it to you. You feel me? If I don't attach it to you, I ain't going to remember. If I attach them everywhere, I'll be okay. It's everywhere, people. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying cats who actually like, they booking agents, but I'm saying, what about the cats who actually doing the shows? You saying they are booking
agents? Yeah, I knew people doing shows too. I mean, all over the globe, wherever, whatever city they call. But like I say, I cut a lot of people out because Booty would introduce me to a lot of people who didn't have their money. They like boss player, you know, through scratch. Boss player, he thought that I told him I could teach him how to get sponsors from liquor companies. He thought Seagram's Gin was going to pay for, he 42 short, four artists, and he was going to sit up and get the money off the door for promoting it. I said, no. I said, if Seagram's Gin pay for the artists, Seagram's Gin going to get all the money. I said, they will sponsor it and let you, you know, they might send you a couple of cases of liquor and put the banner up and give you a check and all that type of stuff to sponsor it, but they're not going to pay for the artists and let you get the money off of it.
Right.
You see, and they have me get on the phone playing phone tag with these artists, and then they don't book them. They just sitting up there just imagining they're wanting to do a show. So I tell a lot of people, hey, man, if you ain't got the money in front of you, whatever you got in front of you, count it. And we'll go from there. If you ain't got no money, don't count.
Right, you count what
you got in front of you. You got $500, we'll get a violin player. But you're not getting no big name artist with no money.
Right. I see what you're saying, because you pretty much can book them with any of the three people you fuck with. You can go get anybody.
Right. And see, it messes up my relationship, and then it messes up money, because see, these people got to take time out their day to call and get to see if an artist is available for on this date and
that's just called good business. You know, if artists don't know how to do good business, they just don't know how to do good business. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell you.
Well, see, what it
business.
Is like this, Confetti. If somebody call you and say, hey, Confetti, I got some people down there in Houston, man, talking about a show. And then you like, oh, shit, it's money. So you count money now because the phone doesn't ring, right?
So well, right. Like, I ain't counting money I get it in my hand, in my pocket.
Yeah, but listen, and then he's like, well, they got a budget of $5,000 that they're trying to spend on the artist. Then you like, well, shit, man. I normally get $7,500, but I'll take the $5,000 because I need it, or I'll just do 6 songs instead of doing a whole 45 minutes. I just do a 30-minute show, you see.
Yeah.
Now, I'm on the phone. I got to double back with them and be like, look, you know, Confetti said he'll do the show for that number that y'all said, but here's what he's going to do. He's going to do whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah, they
got to
negotiate the deal. Yeah, right.
So they got to negotiate the deal because, see, he ain't going to get his 10% booking fee until, see. Now, once he sits up there and books you for $5,000, he, as soon as the contract is signed, he going to get $500 off of that. You see?
Give me my half. Give my half up front. Give me another half when I hit the door.
Right. So now I'm paid because I done negotiated the deal, right? So now
right.
I'm paid, but if I get on the phone calling and then talking about I'm calling Confetti, and then I call them back and they're like, well, I think we're going to go with somebody else. Now Confetti's like, well, damn, man, I was sitting up here trying to get the contract, trying to negotiate and everything, and didn't nothing go through. So now Confetti ain't got $5,000. He ain't got not one penny. Now I done been on the phone talking to Confetti for 20 minutes, trying to get things the ball rolling, and now I ain't made a quarter.
Right.
These guys get over there and pick up the phone and call their cousin Pee Wee, and Pee Wee and his homeboys will come over there and get on stage for $400. Do a whole show. But you done wasted my time getting on the phone calling these people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So then when I do call them, I'll be like, hey, man, I got a show that, oh, man, remember last time you had old dude wrestling around with the numbers and with the artists? So then they be like, man, they ain't really want to take my call because they thinking, yeah, shit, the last time before that, didn't nothing go
right,
through.
It ain't no money call. But, you know, let me tell you what I do. And I do this with, like, all my people. And I just had a conversation with my partner, White, right down in Louisiana. Because he wanted me to call Nino, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, he said, man, well, if he, Nino already told me a set price. I done talked to Nino, chopped up Nino many times. You know I know Nino, you feel me? So he said, man, Nino said, Freddie, we can do this. Okay. And then my partner going to tell me, man, ask him to do this. I say, bro, check it out, my nigga. I'm calling the nigga, bro. Nino know he going to do whatever, like, try to finagle that, as long as it makes sense and make money, right? And he can make some money. Nino going to do the fucking deal, bro. It ain't no, like, he if it makes sense for him making money. Man, why don't do this? And I say, bro, that's not enough money for them to even fuck with the headache of it. And you're going to make me look like I'm petty. I say, you're going to have to go do the deal. Well, you didn't, hold on, bro. I'm orchestrating the deal that, like, I'm not making no money. Check it out. And that shit's so petty. I don't want to orchestrate that deal. You can orchestrate the deal. You feel me? I'm not trying to come to a nigga about $250, and this nigga got a club, a fucking barbecue thing, you know what I'm saying? And his thing got a daycare, you know what I'm saying? The fuck, I look, what $250 to them niggas? Man, I'm not talking to them niggas about no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we in Dallas, bro. You know what I'm saying? So if it don't